Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketriel Blad. Parasha Va'et Hanan and I Begged. Week 45, 4th Aliyah. It was not with our fathers that the Lord made this covenant, but with us, with all of us who are alive here today. Deuteronomy 5, verse 3. What happens with the new generation? Every new rising generation tends to change things from the past. This world's trends influence over them in a way that they are tempted to think that the rules received by their ancestors are only for them in their times. So it's easy to think that now there is a new time, a new fashion, modern expressions with new lifestyles, and therefore there are certain rules from the Torah that must be changed and others that must be eliminated in order to adapt to the new world's situation. This way of thinking is very deceiving and is cause of perdition of the majority of those who have assimilated and lost their faith. It's true that the Torah's rules have to be adapted and applied to new life's conditions, especially in a world that is experiencing an explosion of technological development. But these adjustments can only be made in the right way without losing the fundamental aspects of the Torah's revelation, that each one of the commandments was given to the people of Israel for all times and all generations, as it's written in Psalm 119, verse 160. All your words are true. All your righteous laws are eternal. Moshe Rabbeinu destroyed this modernistic thinking in the second generation after the departure from Egypt by telling them that the covenant wasn't made with their fathers, but with them. All of those who were alive on that day. That is the attitude that keeps the Jewish people alive and will keep them alive forever. The Eternal has made a covenant with us today. Dear disciple of Yeshua, don't base your faith only on memories of past generations. Cultivate an intimate relationship with the Eternal today. If you are Jewish, you must know that the covenant of Sinai is current for you today. And if you are chosen from among the nations, you must know that the renewed covenant through Yeshua with Israel also includes you in the redemption plan, as it's written in Isaiah 49, verse 6. He says, "It is too small a thing for you to be my servant, to restore the tribes of Jacob and bring back those of Israel I have kept. I will also make you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring my salvation to the ends of the earth." You must also know that the covenant that the Eternal made with Abraham Avinu, saying that he would be a father of many nations, Genesis 17:4, is also current today. Because of that covenant, later confirmed in Yeshua, the promise of blessing given to Abraham passed on to the Gentiles in a marvelous way. All those who are in the Messiah Yeshua were included in the renewed covenant, which results in forgiveness of sins and everlasting life and a place of glory in the world to come. Blessed be the Eternal who is with us today. Shalom.